Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. So goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. And
now it's disco. I don't know what the heck you were doing when that was initially playing, but it looked like you were trying to be a leaf on the wind or something.
Watch how I soar.
It was pretty bad.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know. Bad or amazing?
More like amazing. I don't think my mic is up very much.
Oh, wait.
Yeah,
money. Today, so.
I'm who?
Everybody changed places, I have to reorientate myself.
Here. I'm loud. I just want to be heard.
So you turn down that mic because usually I'm there and I talk very loud.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yes, son.
You're four. God, this is hard. This is why I give you. I see what you did there. See, this is why I give you all assigned seats so I don't.
You don't give us assigned seats. We just naturally. It's like.
Seats, really?
Yeah.
It's like in college. We all just kind of gradually migrate to the same general seats every time.
That's
kind of
true. Yeah, that's
no assigned
really
seats,
true.
And then we always sit in the same spot. We have assigned seats in schools, and we always moan and complain about it all.
Yeah.
Even in the 500 room, the 500 person auditorium. Yeah. Everybody sits in the same general area. Like,
right.
No,
you may shift
around.
Like one or two seats in each direction, and then you just sit in the exact same spot.
You find the place you were always meant to be at.
Exactly.
And you never leave. And if anybody ever does take your spot, you just stab them.
Exactly.
You stare at them, you storm off in a huff and sit almost in the same spot. You just sit one row back.
Exactly.
That's always how it turns out. Like, when I see somebody sitting where I normally sit, I just kind of walk over there. I'm just like,
I just
stare at them.
Yeah,
for a second,
I stare
at
them.
Just crap.
We now
got
that's
this.
Gangster. No.
And then just sit down awkwardly, I'm not in my element. And then somebody will come up and do the same thing, just you're in my spot.
And then,
I don't have a choice.
And then it just becomes a huge pile up. Yeah.
Yeah, and then
bad words, ahoy!
Yeah, we got to get back to being kind of PG for the radio.
Do we really? Yeah.
Well,
we need to think about.
Put your knife away,
please. You need to think about what you're saying because this may be the last time that Andrew's going to be here until May, June-ish. And
hopefully.
I don't know when
hopefully.
The heck Ben's
I'll be
coming
here next
back.
Week
hopefully,
too.
I'll be able.
Oh, really?
Come in.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because we get longer times of freedom, I guess.
And then you should be back about. Early May, shouldn't you? When we get out of class.
Like that,
I only got 18
hopefully
hours.
Hopefully about the same time I'm done.
Yeah.
But I better meet your girlfriend before she goes home.
Okay.
Better
and if she...
I'll try to bring her back
don't scare her off.
Break if I'm not doing something else.
Yeah, which pretty much means you're going to have to meet Lindsay next time you come back.
Yeah.
If I can make it work that long.
Yay.
I have faith in you.
Do you?
We won't send that video.
It's very obvious that you care about her.
Yes.
I will punch you all in your tank.
We'll save it for the
unrecorded
gold.
We'll
save it for the 1 year anniversary of it.
Well, there is no unrecorded gold because we're not live, so which means lick it, Skype people.
In context, Renee had an interesting New Year's. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Yeah, because we agreed not to talk about it on the show.
We will venture no further in
it's
that
like
part
Vegas.
Of the conversation.
What happens there stays there.
For at least a year.
Except there wasn't any gambling, was there?
Not really. There was a Ouija board, but...
Sure. Ouija board is gambling with your life. You might accidentally summon a spirit you didn't really want to talk to.
Yeah.
It's
all we talked to was QT.
QT?
Yeah. That's
all that came up?
Yeah, that was the name.
Boring.
And then we gave up and stepped on the thing, so... Yeah.
So it's broken now?
No,
it's not broken.
You freed
it's
the
spirit? It's still in my closet.
Oh. Well, you should try it again
demons
sometime.
Are infesting your shirts.
I don't care.
All right, I have Christmas presents for you guys.
Oh, yeah. Actually, while you're pulling those out, I'm going to grab mine for Ben, so just don't look.
Ben, put that away. No, just kidding.
Ben, pull up your pants. Nobody wants it as a Christmas present.
Dad, you all want it as a Christmas present. You know it's
I know
not
that's
really.
What you're getting, people, but no, we do not want
Renee,
that.
Renee, did you also forget to wrap yours? Because
I didn't forget,
he just
really.
Chose not to.
It just didn't happen.
Okay. So
don't worry about
all
it.
All right, Renee, ladies first.
all right, here we go. I'm ready.
I'm afraid.
Of what?
Are we doing? Oh, okay,
wait, yeah. Wait, I thought you were saying you're gonna give me.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
Okay.
Who's the lady in this situation?
I think he was referring to you.
Oh.
I had no idea what to get you, so I had half a plan, but it was too little to like give you a loan, so I had to get you something else to go with it.
Okay.
So I just kind of like went for like the most random thing that I didn't think you had.
Okay. I'll let you know if I do have it. And if I do have it, I'm going to be very surprised.
I gave you a rubber chicken and fuzzy pink handcuffs.
Oh, why?
These are in part for Lindsay, too. And
yes, I'll keep that in mind. Are they even... Oh, these could go so horribly wrong.
Oh, yeah, no, believe me. I had a pair, too, and they were not fun.
Jeez.
And that's rubber chicken.
Okay, I think rubber chicken becomes the mascot. All right.
I can do that.
Of the show?
All yeah. Right,
it
Drew.
Looks so terrified.
Is that going to be our new icon? Is just the picture of that thing's face?
It's like, oh
or
my
holding... God.
No, that was a good photo. You holding the chicken and it's staring back to you and like taking an angled shot.
Dramatic chicken.
We need dun, like all...
Dun, dun.
Yeah, like you, me, and the chicken as our new cover photo for Facebook.
That would be pretty great.
All right, Drew.
We'll do something with
you. You always give me crap for my terrible science fiction movies.
Yeah.
Like no end of crap for those.
In a good way, yes.
I decided you also needed some classics of your own.
Awesome.
Ooh. Describe.
It is Attack of the Crab Monster.
Yeah.
That just sounds like a bad case of Vegas.
War of the Satellites.
Poor Vegas.
And Not of This Earth.
What Earth
they,
is
they
it
are
of?
All old classic sci-fi movies that are guaranteed awesome.
Awesome as in like a
they're
rating
not really
lower
long.
Than a four?
Actually,
dude, crab monsters. That's
never heard of it.
It looks like a robo-crab monster.
Exactly.
But...
That just sounds awesome.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Crab monsters. I just want to look it up.
Attack of the Crab Monsters.
Oh, my bad.
Get it right.
It's 62 minutes long from 1957.
Wow, that is short.
Yeah. Not of This Earth is 67. War of the Satellites is 65.
Oh, should I have been playing Christmas music for...
Yeah, it's not really Christmas.
Who
no,
cares?
You shouldn't have.
But I kind of wanted to play music. It's sort of my job.
It's too late.
Oh, well.
And then, Andrew, you got nothing. No, just kidding.
No, mine's actually out in the truck.
Yeah.
I got a trophy cup set.
Yeah,
it's
I wouldn't
four
call it
cups
sad.
That are put together, and it looks like a giant trophy.
So
you pour your drinks, and then each person takes a quarter of the cup to drink.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, so it's like a really big cup that's cut into fourths.
I don't know. It's about 8 inches.
It's like a giant chalice.
Yeah, it's a big cup.
Uh-huh.
Does that not count as
chalice.
A... Whatever.
It okay. is.
Ben, here's your Christmas present.
I'm afraid. What is this?
That is awesome. That where did you find that?
Awesome.
I have ways.
You've seen Pulp Fiction, right?
No, I haven't.
That is Samuel L. Jackson's wallet in Pulp Fiction.
He hasn't seen Pulp Fiction?
And now you have to watch Pulp Fiction. You know what?
That is so awesome.
Where did you find that?
Magical places.
I like the...
Oh, and it's... Did you see this?
It comes with Ezekiel 25:17.
That's fun. You don't fully understand
that,
the context until
that.
You watch the
You know
movie.
What, Ben? As
read
an
that.
Additional...
You know what we should do right after this?
Watch Pulp Fiction?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd be down.
Or I can go to my house and watch it.
I have to be back by 1:30.
I got to get up. When do I work tomorrow? I work at 11:45 tomorrow, but it's totally worth it, I think. Let's do that. And so that
I'm
means, well, since Therese isn't here, I'm just going to like give her gift like an honorable mention. Don't unwrap that, but it's also a Pulp Fiction poster.
Hey.
Oh, cool. She doesn't want one for a while.
I know she likes the movie, and I wasn't sure if she wanted a poster, but good to know she actually did. Want one.
Yeah, which one was it? Was it like the movie poster or was it?
It's the one with Uma Thurman on it, I
okay.
think.
Okay. Basically the classic movie poster.
Yeah, I don't actually remember what I ordered.
Yeah,
so.
No, that's fine because she was looking at either that one or the one of. It was like a black and white of Sam Jackson and John Travolta with their guns out right before they shoot that one guy.
Nice. Yeah. No, that was. Those were the two choices, but I figured.
It'd be
you
more
know.
Classic.
You're
with
an amazing person, Renee.
Yeah, that was
oh,
pretty
thank
awesome.
You.
Can I see the wallet real quick?
It's. I think that's like it. Genuine leather, man.
It feels like it.
Yeah, it definitely does feel like it.
Yeah, it's the Uma Thurman cover.
Oh, that's cool.
Awesome. Yeah, I want to see that
I'll
hung
feel
up.
Feel that against mine, because mine's leather.
Yeah, that's. Yeah,
but that's like that. New leather though. And that's the
what,
thing.
This.
No.
And it's even got a little zipper change pouch. That's cool.
It kind of goes on like both sides.
I
don't
keep
really
drugs in there.
If you really want.
Yeah, you have to keep
uses.
This in the wallet at all times.
Definitely.
You will understand.
Yes. It may come in handy. Like if you ever
If you ever have to shoot somebody in the face in a diner scene while you're wearing somebody else's shorts and t-shirt.
Yes.
You'll understand in a couple of hours.
So do you guys want any of the best chips on earth?
No. We're okay. Let's debate this.
We don't have them here, so.
We need to describe this. Ben has brought in a bag of dill pickle flavored Lay's potato chips.
You have permission to gag now.
Yeah, do it. But not like on any electronic devices.
You guys are horrible.
Yes, we are.
Okay, you know what? Give me one right now because it has been... Okay, you need to get your phone off the table. It is causing some clicking.
It's not on ThinkGeek, Andrew.
It's causing some clicking. You got to get... Okay, so I'm going to judge your dill pickle chips right now, okay?
Drew, you too.
Oh, no. And he's giving me something to drink. That's handy.
No.
Okay. And then we will debate what the true greatest chip is.
Oh, definitely.
All right. Okay, this isn't as bad as I thought.
Yeah, I told you. What's up?
I mean, it's not overwhelming dill pickle flavor. It's tangy, really, in a way.
I'll still pass.
Yeah. And just such a good amount of salt. I do love eating the plain old
ones.
It's a ones.
Toned down salt and vinegar chip.
Yeah.
It's just salt and vinegar and dill.
Yeah.
So, Ben, okay. Were you surprised that you got some chips with that bag of air you bought?
Hey. Yeah.
Is Lay's known for putting a whole bunch of air with their chips?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Most chip manufacturers are, it seems like, only filling the bag about half full and then inflating the rest.
Yeah, pretty much.
Although that makes
Funyuns
way for something.
Funyuns are a horrible offender.
Oh, onions. Funyuns are gross, too.
What?
What?
I don't like
How do you
them?
Not like
no.
Funyuns?
I've gotten so sick
Since
of
we're
them.
Bringing up the discussion of greatest chip, Funyuns is a contender.
Funyuns are not the best chip, though.
Funyuns are on the list.
Yes,
though.
They are in the list of top chips.
Like top five? Not even close.
Yeah, no. I would put them in my top,
top
five.
15.
No,
I'd put
15.
Them in the top 10, but not the
yeah,
top five.
I don't know. I'd have to show up a list, but I mean, you got to have jalapeno cheddar Doritos, or not Doritos, Cheetos. Those
yeah,
are pretty
those
good.
Are, those are definitely up there.
Right. Those are pretty good.
I go with that.
Sour cream and cheddar Lay's.
Sour cream and onion.
There.
Not sour cream and onion. Yeah, sour cream and cheddar ones.
Or,
you know, the cheddar
yeah,
the cheddar
I
Lay's.
That, but...
I think those are pretty good.
I like 10, the sour cream and onion.
Yeah.
Barbecue I love Lay's. Sour cream
barbecue
and onion.
Chips.
Oh. Can never go wrong with it. I've never liked
You can never go wrong
onion.
Really?
With
huh.
Just
yeah. That's interesting.
Plain corn chips for dipping in salsa.
Yeah, but we're
like
not talking about no. We're talking about just chip by itself. You uh-huh. grab a handful and munch down with nothing else other than the chip.
We should
yeah,
buy
do
some
that with
chips
the corn
before
chips.
We watch Pulp Fiction. Do you want to Well, actually, you know what? I still have, from New Year's, I still have that mixed bag full of...
Oh, yeah, we split what was left of the Munchies 50-50 since you guys were gone.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll just bust out those.
I ate most of today.
Really?
Yeah.
Even, like, the full bags?
Okay, I'm going to put Munchies on my top.
Oh, yeah.
Munchies is a
five.
Very...
Munchies is
our Munchies.
Wait, Munchies is a brand of chip?
Yeah, yes. Basically, it's what we did.
What we made.
Oh.
But it's, like...
We just make it
commercialized.
We just made it on a much larger scale.
I can't put them that high, though, because if it excluded the pretzels, I'd be much more happy.
The pretzels are
I know, right?
One of the best parts of it.
Are you high?
Pretzels are too
those
dry.
Those cheddar pretzels are awesome.
Yeah, true that.
Yeah, you're mixing them with a whole bunch of other cheese things, so yeah, they're pretty good. But pretzels, I can't get into them as much as other chips, man.
Yeah, no, pretzels almost towing the line whether it's a chip or not.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Same with They're that that
what
white.
About, like those chocolate covered ones and those vanilla ones.
Those still aren't chips. Those
I
are getting
dip
into
up
candy.
A little bit more chocolate, maybe some caramel sauce.
As his triple chin is starting to appear.
Also, I have to make that face in order to do this voice. It's
Absolutely,
it's the only way that it works. You know.
So I'm gonna say, Andrew, text your dad and tell him we're watching Pulp.
Yeah, you're gonna be late.
Yeah.
We're holding you down. We took the keys away and threw them into. We fed him to the
it's
dog.
Your last day
you have to wait for him to pass.
You'll get to sleep on the plane. You'll be fine.
Hopefully. I didn't sleep on the plane on the way back.
Can you not sleep on airplanes?
Not really well.
I can't
sleep
NyQuil. Either. I feel him.
Weird.
I feel him.
Pop some NyQuil or something like that once you take off.
Well, I popped a couple of Advil last time.
Take an Oxy once you're in the air.
Pop a Molly, dude. You'll be sweating.
Yeah.
Just
so when I have my
window seat first. Make sure you have a window seat first.
I have an aisle seat in the exit row.
Spent 6 hours just staring out the window. Dude. It's like the guy next to you. Dude. Clouds.
But the thing is, there's actually no dude next to you.
Yeah. Like, everybody's just staring at you because you're just like
Dude, check this out. Jason, you gotta look at this.
So fluffy and beautiful.
God, yeah, that would go over great with my drug test the next day.
Probably, yeah. Hey, I'm sure it would.
High amounts of horse tranquilizer.
It's just a natural thing our recruits get into. It's just like the stress.
I saw a meme. It said, took holiday leave to Colorado. I got selected for random drug testing.
Ooh, can we talk about Colorado?
Yes, I knew that was coming up.
Okay, they made $1 million.
In the first day.
Like, no problem.
Of legal distributors of weed.
Although that's like total revenue, not government revenue.
Right, so say the government takes 30% of that in tax.
That's still
a huge amount of money.
Loads of money.
So, props to Colorado for figuring out how good legalized marijuana is right off the bat.
For the economy. Yeah, well, that's $300,000 in the first day if they have a 30% tax, like you were saying.
Damn, Durr, I'm surprised you're actually supporting this.
You know what?
I'm not for myself doing it. I'm for making money off of something that we're wasting money on.
Yay, money!
Makes sense.
I mean, I'm not saying that next we should legalize heroin and crystal meth and that kind of stuff. No.
You know what Colorado's making right now?
Bank.
Money. Loads of money.
But, I mean, my thoughts on this are, seriously, how many basic, you know, not armed robbers or how many big major crimes have been caused by somebody getting all doped out on weed?
I don't know. It doesn't do that.
Yeah, exactly.
It makes you want to stay at home.
I mean, the worst crime increase that's going to happen with legalizing weed is there's going to be more theft of snacks at convenience stores. That's the worst that's going to happen.
I think there's going to be more underage smoking because they're just going to have they're going to have their older sibling go out and get
but
it for them.
Honestly, the people that want to already are doing it.
Exactly. It's not going to stop anything.
No. It's like the idea with outlawing alcohol. People are always going to find it.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, people are always
going to
drink
it. The people
no
that want it
age.
Are going to find it. That's
exactly.
Yeah.
And from this day forward, a constant haze drifted over the state of Colorado.
No, it's always
slowly
been there.
Baking the entire world.
That's the
into
one thing
a
that I wonder how much they're going to, you know, go with that because yeah, you can be legal to buy it and to smoke it, but
they made it
where?
Legal.
In your own house.
It's legal anywhere.
That's the thing is, what if some people like myself don't want to be inhaling that constantly?
Well,
you don't want to because it'll pop up on a drug screening.
Pretty sure you can't
Yay,
do it in
military.
Public.
No, well, it has to be private.
It's got
to
be
in your own home.
Stopped people in the past.
Yeah, I know. Well, then
my guess is it's going to be exactly like cigarettes. You can't smoke
probably.
It in buildings. You can't smoke it inside. You can't.
Yeah, I mean, there's
parks and
can't
legally,
smoke it while driving.
Yeah.
Legally, there is really no place in Portland anywhere that you can smoke a cigarette because
except
you are always within the
except
entrance
for
of the building.
There are designated smoking areas.
Yeah.
It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, although those are just like hot box, cancer hot boxes.
Pretty much. Well, it's like at our parents' works, they have basically, it's just one tiny little shack that's the smoking shed.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. My mom, and they have to go out there to smoke.
Like a tin
shed? Pretty much, yeah.
Well,
it's like
the Navy.
It's like a 5x5 shed that they go smoke in.
Jeez.
We have smoke decks.
It kind of has a leaky roof, yeah.
Smoke decks.
We have smoke decks.
Yeah.
It's an actual spot that it...
And see, if they keep it segregated like that, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, so if a smoke deck is actually for smoking, am I correct in my thinking of what a poop deck is?
Not entirely.
You should actually explain what that means.
Historically, yes.
Historically, yeah.
Wait, seriously?
They don't have poop decks
Yeah,
anymore.
The poop decks on ye olde with an E ships.
E.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that you basically went up there and, you know, dropped your pants and leaned it over the edge and
well, originally the word the head for the restrooms is actually it was a plank of wood that was stuck out over the head of the ship, the front of the ship, that had holes cut into
it
for you to take
go ahead.
I might have forgotten some F-12s earlier.
That's right. You'll just have to listen to it before you upload
it. We'll get back to those. I don't listen to this crap.
I definitely said one right in the beginning that you missed.
No, he got it.
Oh,
he got it,
I don't know, because we were listening. For some reason, we decided to participate in mindless self-indulgence on New Year's Eve and listen to our own show.
Yes.
For no
yes.
reason.
That was just shameless.
That was
not shameless
funny.
At all. That was awesome.
It was funny and hilarious.
Now, listening to ourselves, like, we actually
just a new low of narcissism, quite honestly.
Well, Renee, or like the night before, where we decided to listen to last week's episode and see how many times we counted the word dicks.
Yeah, that was my fault, mostly.
Dicks, dicks,
like, you weren't here for that, then. But I had the wonderful
like, literally
idea.
Like that.
I need this to happen. I don't know. It's either got to be done by me or someone needs to steal the idea. But what I want to happen.
Well, it's possible Samsung will steal the idea.
Hey. Just do it, guys, okay? You'd be the coolest company ever.
Anyway.
Just make sure to, you know, tag TGIF Radio in there.
Yeah. Give us all the credits, please, and the monies. What I want to happen
all the money.
Is to take one of those scenes from CSI where they're hacking something, anything, except on the screen it has been replaced simply by the Google search page. And all that's happening is the word dicks is being typed over and over and over into the search bar. It has the dramatic music and the camera panning.
I took it the one step further. It was basically like, you know, it shows them, you know, the guys walking down, you know, these two guys in suits with sunglasses on are walking down the hall into like this, you know, cyber crimes division, opens it up. It's John from Airplane. And then that's what's on his screen.
Two guys walk into the room. All they see is dicks, 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 dicks. And then the guy just raises his hands in the air and yells, "You can't stop the signal."
Yeah, it's like on some big like 48-inch television that he's took in his computer.
It'd be so great. Speaking of 48-inch television, I'm very proud of a thing that I did the other day. I have a projector. In my room now.
Does it work?
Does that mean we can watch Pulp Fiction on the projector?
We could, or
we could go watch it in HD.
Yeah.
There are a bunch of girls down there.
My house has HD and surround sound.
Giggling young girls.
And my
house
has...
Are they still
there?
I thought we were kicking them out.
Nothing.
And then I'm still back by my parents' curfew that they set for me, which is bull.
But you don't have access to Pulp Fiction then. Yay.
We can put it on a flash drive.
It's also icy. Too much tits up there.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
You can go to Drew's house. I am okay with that.
But I don't know.
If you want to watch it in my room, then you gotta like sit
or
in these crappy chairs.
Or we can just go downstairs
because
I'm sure they'll be gone soon. It'll be midnight by the time we get
Maybe.
Done with this. Almost.
We need like a status.
It
report.
Is midnight.
The reason
midnight.
There are a whole bunch of giggling girls downstairs is not because we have supreme talent. It's because
we have a brothel.
That's beside the point.
Yeah, I mean we do have supreme talent.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, come on.
Really?
Look at it.
You guys have been listening for 3 years. Really?
Right.
You must know
Give
that.
Give me some more of those chips. I have a craving.
You've been
now.
Converted.
He's turned to the dark side.
God
we must kill
oh, I
him
never,
now.
I never put my vote forward for the ultimate chip.
Oh yeah, go for it.
My
we
vote.
Must kill him now.
Hey, what you think? I'm not voting for these.
No,
if that's
good.
What you're asking. My vote for the ultimate chip is the cheddar and sour cream ruffle.
See, I said that of Lay's, but
oh, this is Ruffles.
I like them as better as Lay's because the ruffles get in the way.
No,
you don't
they
get to
in
enjoy,
the way of what?
You don't get to enjoy as much of the flavor of the chip itself because you're more busy with the, ooh, this is flavor
There's
wavy
more
and
surface
crunchy.
Area on them. They can hold more flavor.
But you're
and
more,
they're great for dipping.
But you're more obsessed with the, ooh, this is wavy and crunchy in my mouth. And, oh, by the way, there's a cheddar flavor.
I like the cheddar, though.
I do, too. That's why I like the Lay's because they're flat. And
you just take one chip and dunk it into a thing of whatever you want to dip it in. And you'd take half of it away with you on one chip.
Yeah.
That is a good chip.
Yeah, I don't, I still got to honestly go with, I don't know, I can't.
Sour cream and onion.
What are we back to?
Yeah,
we got.
It's always been sour cream and onion for me. I got
sour cream and onion is very
That's
good.
That's my second.
Salt
it's like
vinegar
a
are my second place.
Dang, man.
Funyuns are very good.
No.
Your vote is insignificant.
Two against two. How are we going to settle
okay,
this?
Okay, so that one's a nay. This is like we're voting on Car of the Year or something like that.
This is really important.
It must be unanimous.
Everybody.
Something we all agree on.
Best
oh,
chip.
God. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
it's something
possible.
We all agree on? Yeah, right.
It'll be hard, but it's possible. Okay, Funyuns are out.
I could totally go
let's
with
Let's just go classic here. Basic Cheetos.
Yeah. Cheetos, they're good.
There's so much more, though. That's
oh, yeah.
Thing. There's, like, cheddar jalapeno Cheetos.
Yes. I was...
Those beat out
Those are my preference of Cheetos, but plain old Cheetos are more universally loved.
Mm.
But I still like the cheddar jalapeno Cheetos a little better.
You know, what if Cheetos made
okay,
sour
puff
cream
Cheetos.
And onion Cheetos?
What about Puff Cheetos?
That'd be good.
Yeah, Puff Cheetos are good, yeah.
Puffs
but
are
they're
good.
Not my top. No, because it's all just... it's too much cheese, I think.
See, I think it's less than the regular Cheeto.
Yeah, I mean, I know
but just
I...
like the, with it being so spongy compared to the normal one.
Yeah, I know I live in an environment of cheese dust, like, constantly, but it's just too much, man. You will drown in that stuff.
So, okay, but we do have to find ones that we all agree on. So we got...
I agree on sour cream and onion.
Sour cream and onions. Lay's. Yeah, those are good.
Lay's, right?
Yeah, okay. Lay's. So we got those. We have puffed Cheetos. We have...
Here's a good one. The crinkle cut kettle chips.
I'm not huge on kettle chips, quite honestly.
Nah.
Really?
They're okay.
Nah. Not really.
They're okay.
Barbecue
they're...
chips?
No.
I like them, but they're kind of a meh. They're like the basic Cheetos.
When they only go with burgers.
Or hot dogs or that kind of food?
Yeah. The chip must be a universal
snack. Yeah, it should be able to be
edition.
Good with anything. Okay, nacho cheese Doritos.
Those are good.
No. Cool Ranch Doritos. They're probably my number
this
two.
This is the universal debate with Doritos. Is Cool Ranch versus versus nacho
cool
cheese.
Cool Ranch wins, man.
No.
I got to
cool
go with ranch. The nacho cheese.
What?
Nacho cheese.
I like Cool Ranch, but I get sick of them very fast.
I just don't like Cool Ranch.
I just love Cool Ranch.
I hate ranch in real life. I hate ranch the sauce, but the Cool Ranch Cheetos are pretty good. Or not Cheetos, Doritos. I can't talk today. My chips are getting all mixy.
You can't talk. You're on a radio show.
No, I mean my
get it together.
I'm doing my best. Quit yelling at me.
Bitch. And then we all just break down and share our feelings. What kind of show would that be?
We remember what happened last time you did that.
I will punch your face. I have many objects in this room with which to throw.
Just showed up out here.
I will punch. God. No, we never speak of it. We said we don't speak of it. And what do you do?
We don't speak, we imply.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
We imply
right.
Lots.
You're all God. Dicks. Dicks.
I'm in.
I need that to happen. Just.
Oh God. So back to our debate.
Oh, we're not done.
No.
Well, we got to come up with at least one more to do. We have to debate between three chips. Quite honestly.
Yeah, it has to be. 12.
We have two.
Fritos.
We've got.
Nah, Fritos are too boring.
Yeah, Fritos are pretty. Yeah.
Oh, those honey barbecue twisty Fritos.
No. Nobody
the
likes
chili
honey barbecue
Fritos.
Except for you.
Wait, what Fritos?
I like
those,
the honey
those
barbecue
twisty ones that only come in the little bags that are just so awesome.
Yeah. The chili
flavored, pass.
Chili
pass.
Flavored Fritos?
Yeah, pass.
Okay, because those are,
pass.
I always loved those.
They smell like literal ass, though. Like the chili
I'm not huge
cheese
but
ones
they are
like,
good.
Like,
just,
as opposed
they
to figurative
so
ass.
They so bad.
Yeah, no, I'm not huge on the chili ones. Let's just go down the chip aisle. What else do we have?
I'm really trying to. You're walking down.
Well,
the
you
chip
two work
aisle
at a supermarket.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Tom's jalapeno chips.
No,
those are good.
Oh,
yeah, Benny. Yeah.
I hear
what's
that
up?
Tom. That, no, it's not love. Tom's. It's Tim's.
Yeah,
I think.
Tim's or whatever.
I hear they actually have a cheddar and sour cream flavor.
They do.
But I've never seen it in a store before.
Neither have I.
I think I have
I've
to order these on
east.
Amazon.
I've seen it back east.
I'm gonna check right now. Tim's potato chips. What?
No, they're not
over here.
I'm just thinking about how hard we're doing this debate.
Okay, I'm looking here right
what
now.
What are our two? What are our two right
flavors?
Out of the three.
Sour cream and onion Lay's and puff Cheetos.
Yeah.
Okay. But not Cool Ranch Doritos.
No.
I'm down for Cool Ranch.
See,
Doritos.
Andrew and I are more towards nacho cheese, so that one's out.
Dang it, man.
Yeah,
what about another Dorito flavor? Is there anything that even
Sierra,
would compare?
No, not Sierra.
The sweet and spicy.
No, the green spicy one.
No, I'm talking about
no.
The purple bag.
Salsa verde?
Yeah, salsa verde.
No, what about
ooh,
the purple
here's
bag
one
ones?
For you guys. This is kind of more like
purple
a
bag
seasonal.
Doritos.
That's like habanero or something,
seasonal.
Right?
No, that was sweet
it's
and spicy
more
chili.
Of a seasonal chip because I've only seen them around like the summertime. It's the sweet Maui onion.
Never tried it.
Ooh.
No, I think
wait, Hawaiian chips, right?
Yeah, the sweet Maui onion Hawaiian chips.
Okay, those are pretty good, but they are way too thick. I can't. I get tired
no,
of them.
No, they have
quick.
Thinner ones.
Okay, now do we consider that giant, super cheap black bag of that Smart Pop white cheddar popcorn a chip, or is that
no,
that's
popcorn.
Popcorn.
Okay,
that's
I figured as
popcorn.
Much. That's out like with pretzels. So that stuff is pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the difference between that and Puff Cheetos... is
it's close, but Cheetos are still in the chip
Cheetos
category.
Have definitely crossed the line into chip territory.
Yeah, yes,
we need
chips.
To clarify
they're
that
close,
right now.
But mm-hmm. Yeah,
let's see. I'm looking at flavors of Tim's jalapeno.
Okay, Pringles.
Yeah, Pringles are pretty good, But they come in all different flavors.
That's true. We have to narrow down a flavor, and that's hard.
I'd pick sour cream and onion.
I would pick
salt. Yeah, but
vinegar,
then we're back to that
so.
Flavor again. That's basically sour cream and onion Lay's. Yeah. And just in its really tubular design.
Which has no air, which actually works a lot better.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, by the way, which Stax chips? Fuck Stax chips.
Yeah.
Hey. Okay?
Lay's are just, trying to steal Pringles Thunder.
I always liked them because they were cheaper and they tasted exactly the same.
They do not taste the same.
No, they don't taste the same. Yeah, and I'll pay the extra 20 cents to get the real thing. It's like buying generic versus real Coke.
Plus, you can only make the original duck face with Pringles. It's the only way that it qualifies.
That's true.
He doesn't make a duck face, though.
Oh, my God. I just... Okay.
What? Regardless.
Bugles.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll throw that.
Wait, Bugles? Which Bugles?
Cheddar.
No.
Not cheddar?
Caramel?
There's no caramel.
Yes,
oh, wait,
there are.
I'm wrong.
Yes,
I've
there
had them.
Are.
Pull up all the flavors
caramel's
of Bugles.
Okay. No. I acknowledge I'm wrong, but I'm finding Bugles.
Okay, what
flavors.
About just a regular original Bugles?
Original Bugles are good.
I'm up for original Bugles.
Yeah.
Okay, so add that to the third. Now we got a debate between those three.
Bugles?
Because I don't think we're going to find anything else that we're going
to
agree on.
God. In that case, if we had to debate between the three, I'm going to say salt and pepper. I mean, not salt and pepper.
Sour cream
and
onion.
Yeah, list them again.
Sour cream and onion.
Bugles, sour cream and onion Lay's.
And Puff Cheetos. I'd say Puff Cheetos are third in that category.
Oh,
yeah.
But then it's a very hard tie between first and second.
But if
no,
Bugles
it's not,
if,
dude. Sour cream and onion.
Yeah,
all
if
the way.
I had to pick one that was going to be the only bag of chips I would ever buy to go with every meal, I would go with the sour cream and onion.
Thank Me you. Too. But yeah. Bugles are so damn close.
Oh, yeah. It's a toss up. Quite honestly, Andrew, which would you rather.
It's
tough, I know, but you got to go with what you. Honestly, if you were to pick out, you know, with any meal that you were to possibly have, which one would you be more likely to want to have? Like if somebody's saying, I'm cooking you dinner, get a bag of chips. Are you going to get a thing of Bugles or are you going to get a thing of sour cream and onion Lay's?
Probably get the sour cream and onion.
That's what we're saying.
Okay.
Sour cream and onion is officially the best chip. It's official.
I was going to.
That was way too overly complicated.
No, that isn't the music I wanted. No,
that was horror music.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I was trying to get the song from 2001, A Space Odyssey, but
that
I can't.
That was the song from 2001.
Not the song that I wanted,
the
though.
Intro song.
Oh, okay.
I wanted... Okay, wait a minute.
It's too late. The moment has been ruined.
No, it hasn't. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it has been decided. Sour cream and onion Lay's.
Greatest
the best
chip ever.
Of all time.
You guys are ridiculous.
Yeah, that's
well,
how
now
we
it's
roll.
Official.
Yeah, we have to go out in a big way.
Boom.
And that's it. It's decided.
Welcome to year three of the show.
Yay! Yeah, well, really. Almost. Well,
This is the first show of the year.
This is the first show of 2014.
Kicking it off in a big way.
3-year anniversary is fast approaching. It comes up at the end of January.
Oh, that's
actually.
Right. It was like the first episode was like, what, the 20th or something like that?
Yeah, I'm going to pull up the MP3s right now.
The original episode.
Oh,
episode 21 was,
episode 1.
Damn it. There's a 21. Was recorded on January 21st, 2011.
I was so close.
2011.
Wow.
So, let's see. The closest date to the 21st.
I remember bringing ice cream cake for our 100th episode.
Mm-hmm.
And that for was... the 2-year anniversary?
No, I didn't make it to that one. I had to work.
Oh, that's right. Jared brought ice cream cake to the 2-year
anniversary. We've had ice cream cake for any sort of anniversary we've had for this. So, we doing it again?
Can you go wrong with that?
I don't think so.
I just wish I could be here for the 3-year anniversary.
Yeah. You can call us, man.
Yeah.
We'll call Jared, too. See if he picks up.
Oh.
Get an ice cream cone.
Can we be able to do, like, a conference call with that?
Maybe.
Or we could just do a really long call like we did before.
Yeah,
well,
we could.
I'm
but
saying,
then it sounds
with
like
Jared
garbage.
And me and Bogdan.
At the same time.
Oh, that'd be hard.
I don't know if Bogdan's going to want to call
What's
in.
What's Boggy even doing anymore?
I have
no idea. He's going to
school. He's at WTV.
Yeah, WSUV.
Oh, is he still going there?
Yeah, he's living there. Last I heard is that he's living there until he finishes out school, and then he's going to move in with his, probably down to
down
Hawaii
to
with his family.
Yeah, because his entire family up and left to Hawaii.
What?
Yeah, his dad got some really good job offer down there or something like that.
Huh. I don't know.
Yeah, because I talked to him during the summer, actually, and he said he's going to stay until he finishes it out.
Ooh, guys, fun fact about Bugles. In Sweden, they are known as sombreros.
That makes no sense.
Swedish don't mess around.
As
they
we learned with their giant
been to
goat ceremony. Their giant Christmas goat ceremony. Did we tell you about were you here for that?
No.
Oh, that was when you and I did.
Oh yeah. Oh, okay.
This is
so
a flat callback.
I'm pretty sure this was Sweden, right? Oh god, I think
it was Sweden. It wasn't Norway, and it wasn't Finland. So it had
to
be Sweden.
Oh, just pull up your old episodes.
No,
well,
I'm trying
to
find
an episode while we're making an episode. That makes no sense.
That's
okay, Ben. We need to tell you about the
it's a paradox.
Oh god, how do you say this? Javlegoat?
Javlegoat.
Javlegoat. Javlegoat. Because you know,
pretty brilliant. You would appreciate this.
Oh no.
It's Borkistan.
You would be one of the people who do what basically became the unofficial tradition of the official tradition.
Let's see. Oh, it doesn't have
this isn't going to involve goats, is it?
No, it's not. It's much more tamed than that.
And much more awesome. And this is when we came up with all sorts of interesting flamethrower designs.
Yeah, although they removed... Okay, so...
Wait, what happened to this year's?
I gotta explain what this is to Ben first. Okay, since the year of 1966, there's been an organization... I believe, let's see, it's a group of businessmen known as the Southern Merchants, and for pretty much no reason...
That sounds like some sort of underground cult.
Yeah, it kind of does, but it's Sweden, so it's too cold for cults out there.
The Swedes are too safe-minded.
Yeah. So, just because they had money, I guess, they decided to build a gigantic goat out of straw. So it's basically...
Like a four-story-tall goat, isn't it?
They build a two-ton goat completely out of straw. And just leave it in the middle of a square as like a display thing.
Now, Christmas time.
Pretty much every other year since 1966.
Actually, more than that, because it only has like a 30% survival rating.
It gets burned.
Burnt to the ground.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets burnt before it's even finished.
Yeah.
I'm saying you would be one of the people who would burn it down.
And it's become one of the greatest Christmas traditions that I've never heard of until I talked to a Swedish person. And it was pretty great.
Who'd you talk to?
A guy I know on the internet, you don't know him, but...
No, I was going to say, because we had a Swedish...
Neither technically do you.
Well, I kind of do.
I was going to say, because we had a Swedish foreign exchange student a year or two ago.
Oh, yeah, ask him or her about Javlegoat. And Javlegoat? Then they'll go, what are you talking about?
I really don't know if I'm saying that right.
Yeah,
but
probably not.
The verdict for this year's Javlegoat, it got burned.
Of course it did.
It was torched yet again. I'm looking at a site called thelocal.se. The massive straw goat, which this year has been beefed up with flame retardant liquid, has long been a target for arsonists since the first one was erected in the central Swedish city in 1966. Police authorities were alerted at 4 a.m. that the 13-meter-tall Javlegoat was on fire. I don't know how many
13 times
feet is
3
meters. What are you doing to that poor microphone over there, boy?
So it's just like a sport, like, hey, who's the best arsonist who can get away with
it? Yeah, it's such a great tradition. Stop doing that!
42.9 feet tall.
So 43-foot tall goat.
That's a huge goat.
Four stories.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Four story tall.
We are looking out with patrols, and as usual,
usual, we're not really going to put much into it because we kind of expected it.
As usual, it burned down.
I have a hard time believing that it may have been started because of natural causes. Wow, why would
they really believe it's going to be natural causes after all these years?
Why would they
really? F12, by the way.
I know, I got it. Why would they even consider that?
Why would they even need to say that? Yeah, really.
Inconceivable.
Jesus.
Jeez. In November, officials in Gävle were confident that the 2013 vintage would stand a chance of surviving.
Vintage isn't a wine?
I guess so.
Damn right.
A chance of surviving through the holiday season, telling the local, that's the paper, that it should be much harder to burn down. However, such optimism proved unfounded with the latest arson attack, leaving members of the local goat committee dismayed. There's a goat committee. Isn't that amazing? I want to be a part of that. I want to be the guy that erects the goat. What are you whispering about?
Nothing. Don't worry about
goats.
It.
What are you doing?
No, that's not what I'm
talking
about.
Ben, do not talk about erect goats. That's just nasty.
Too late.
We all know the goats run from you in the barn
nasty.
When you walk in there with your boots on.
See, these are the jokes that I've heard for the better part of 14 years, so eat a dick.
Just remember, you're not allowed to
wear
those.
But the thing is, they still get to you, which means they may have some credence to them.
It's just
Ben, there's
like
no getting around this.
Like it's,
yeah, I know. I've backed off them.
It's literally never ending.
Just remember, Ben, you cannot wear those boots into the goat fields in Oregon.
Suck a dick.
Ben, this whole goat thing goes even deeper.
No.
Bad follow-up line.
I didn't even realize this. The goat has made headlines in the past after Swedes tried to kidnap the structure by helicopter. And after some youths got suspicious...
That's high class.
After some youths got suspicious goat tattoos shortly after it burned down last year. Once an American tourist was convicted of arson after he burned it to the ground, thinking it was a harmless tradition and not realizing such an act was indeed against the law.
It was actual arson.
I mean, I think they should give up.
Honestly, I don't think that they really put that much effort into investigating.
No, I mean, not at all.
They're like, well, it's an American. Cool, we'll arrest him.
The goat, it has its own Twitter account. Oh my god.
That doesn't surprise me anymore,
like,
quite honestly.
Crap, I burnt down.
Ben's going to follow it now.
No. I don't even have a Twitter.
Good.
He does secretly. I do. It's called Goat Lovers.
No.
It's called at Goat Lovers.
Get let's see if there. Can we let's see if we can find that.
Hashtag but, Goat Lover.
The goat account boy. Does exist, but it has not tweeted.
I hate it.
Owned by one Mr. Sanjeev Kumar.
That's his screen name.
Eat me.
His picture is an egg, but that's because that's the default avatar for Twitter.
So is that, I thought it was a little floaty birdy thingy.
No, it's an egg.
Oh.
Licky. The egg came first in the account.
Okay.
In this case.
That's horrible.
What?
Like I said,
it was obviously the chicken that came name. First.
We're making all sorts of progress today, aren't we?
I know, right? Should we debate this chicken versus egg thing?
We could.
Okay.
Okay.
The chicken obviously came first.
It had to.
Why?
Evolutionarily, it didn't start producing eggs. It was probably some sort of weird mammal that gave birth through normal means until it just developed.
Wait, no, actually,
way to...
technically, I think the egg would have had to have come first.
How?
Because some weird creature laid an egg which had a mutation which hatched into the chicken.
No, I imagine right, the chicken was a mutation that started having
Bible
eggs, and the eggs worked better
right,
than the chicken having
the answer
live.
But that's what I'm saying, is it's like, say...
So technically, the chicken came first. Because it was the first mutation to start laying eggs, and that was the one that stuck around, because the eggs were a higher
right,
form
but
of...
if it was a mutation, then it had to come from that egg with that mutation. It didn't just develop that
mutation
through its life.
The mutation happened in the egg.
What? Yeah, basically.
No. What I'm
chicken
saying,
predecessor laid an egg which had a mutation in it, which once hatched was the chicken, and then chicken laid the eggs and caused other chickens.
No, I'm saying the mutation happened through live birth, which gave birth to what we now know as the chicken.
Mutation is
which first started having.
But that
eggs.
Doesn't make any sense because every other bird hatches from eggs.
But only every other
every
bird.
Bird.
If every bird hatched from eggs, who knows what would happen?
God damn it.
So it would have to be the egg, because you aren't just going to develop a random mutation halfway through your life.
Don't
no.
fucking do that with the microphone. Jesus. I hate you.
At least I'm not doing it today.
Why are you doing this?
Because it annoys you.
You will never... Do you not want this to be a professional radio
it
environment?
It is professional. We're
says
very...
us talking about goat f***ing...
Hey,
we are being very professional,
and
we're
doing it
eggs.
In your bedroom next to your bed.
I think people will overlook that with the fact that we're solving many of life's greatest questions.
At least we think we
What's
are.
What's the best chip in the world?
Best chip in the world.
We've decided that.
Yes. We're working on the chicken and the egg thing.
I'll give in on the chicken one. That makes a lot more sense, actually, because dinosaurs were...
From eggs. Eggs. So dinosaur with feathers thingy laid an egg which hatched into something that was different, that was mutated because it was when it was in the egg was laid.
Yeah.
And then that thing had got it on with its sister, which caused another inbred mutation thing, which was that which led
just
to the
like the British.
I was going to say the South, but
it's close enough. We made the connection with the British being like genetically inferior.
That's, maybe the royals, yes, but maybe the British royals.
He said it, not me.
It's the British royals, not the rest of them.
What?
The royals were kind of
inbred. What was that one pasty white kid that broke every bone in his body while he was king?
Any British
Evel
person
Knievel?
Ever?
Yes, but Evel Knievel is royalty.
No, you didn't say that. You said, who was that one pacey white kid who broke every bone in his body?
No, but was royalty. Like, he was, like...
What royalty? Was he British royalty, or was he, you know, evil royalty?
Peter the something, right?
I don't know. No, that was, like, Henry the 17th or something like that. Or, Louis the... Not 14th, 15th. Like, it was like the 16th or 17th. The one that looked.
Louis was French, though.
I know, but he was still royalty. But no, I think I know what you're talking about. It was like super pasty white, looked absolutely horrible.
He was super inbred, was the thing.
Pretty much. Look up like Louis the 16th or something like that.
Louis the 16th.
I know it wasn't the 15th, and it probably wasn't the 16th. I think it was the. It might have been the 16th.
No, Louis the 16th ended up.
Okay, did he have a son, Louis the 17th?
Predecessor, Louis the successor, Louis the 17th.
We've moved on for British. We're in the French now.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, this is
which
French.
A lot of times I'm the British royals were French royals.
What? Yeah. That doesn't make any sense. The French and British
I'm
hate
pretty,
each other.
I'm pretty yeah. sure it was British. We don't know our history, man.
I kind of
do.
Not
for over there.
I kind of did.
It doesn't count.
But no, I think I know anymore. What you're. I think I know who you're talking about. I swore it was a French. It was one of the Louis.
It's not any of these Louis.
No, it's got to be a Henry, dude.
These all look like.
It wasn't one of the Henrys. I don't think it was one of the Henrys.
These all look like moderately healthy dudes who
maybe,
have a passion for capes.
What? Maybe that's because they
and
told
tights.
Their painter, paint them that way or I kill you.
Dude, capes.
Yeah.
You're not even wearing a cape, man. Paint me one anyway. I'm your king.
Okay, capes or no capes, go.
Capes suck.
No capes.
Capes for days, dude.
No capes.
Why not capes?
Just because of Superman?
No, because of The Incredibles. Haven't you seen all the bad things that happens when you wear a cape?
Actually, good point.
Spider-Man doesn't have a cape.
He doesn't need a cape.
Yeah, Spider-Man's a homo.
Batman
you
only...
like Spider-Man?
Spider-Man's no, one of the... Okay.
Dang, man.
Another
the new,
big
the new
one.
Spider-Man is kind of a homo.
No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the comic book characters only in the comic books.
Oh, in that case, he's fine.
Okay. Comic books only... Original comic books, not like any of the stupid spin-off stuff that kind of...
Spider-Man's still good.
Best superhero.
Ever?
Oh, God.
Oh, crap.
Okay, best major superhero.
Not Superman.
Captain America.
Captain America's cool, but he doesn't really have any sort of complexity to him.
He doesn't need complexity.
He's just the standard goody-goody just to be...
He's awesome.
Punch Hitler in the face kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. He punched Hitler
honestly,
in the face.
But
how
what,
is that not awesome?
It is awesome.
What
but
qualifies a good hero? You gotta ask that
being
first.
Being a goddamn
first
badass.
First of all...
yes.
A superhero.
Yeah.
Yeah, Captain America.
Yes,
America's
Batman
a
still counts.
Yeah.
No, we know Drew's vote.
No, it's not Batman. It's not even Iron Man.
Iron
either.
Man counts?
No. Yeah, Iron Man counts. He's a superhero.
Okay. If you're part of any sort of league, then yeah, you're
pretty
a
much. Okay. And I think this is an easy one. Justice League or Avengers?
What? Avengers.
Yeah,
Avengers.
Duh, obviously.
Yeah, Avengers.
Justice League is just DC's sad attempt to catch up with Marvel.
Yeah. I think DC's just going to be completely phased out.
Best villain.
Talking to the mic.
Ooh,
best
that's,
villain?
Oh, that's a hard one. I don't know nearly as many
villain.
As you do, but...
Carnage is the best villain.
No, Galactus for days, dude.
Galactus is pretty awesome.
He eats planets.
Yeah, Galactus is pretty awesome.
I have to look him up.
You don't know Galactus?
Come
sorry.
On.
Dude!
I don't watch the
second Fantastic Four movie, by the way.
Yeah,
it's
no, that
horrible.
Will not
and
you.
It ruins Galactus.
Yeah.
And Silver Surfer.
He's a galaxy.
Wait.
That eats other guys. Oh, eat it.
Wait,
dick,
Galactus was the amorphous blob
yeah.
that was trying to eat Earth? Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah, but that's not what he is in the comics.
Oh,
no. Yeah, I'm looking at him now. He's got like a giant magnet on his head. He's
yeah.
awesome.
He's huge,
a,
and
he's
yeah, he just pretty much just eats planets.
He's
sweet.
Absorbs.
Also,
the...
whoever was in control.
Although,
of
no,
game,
wait,
so.
Another interesting, really awesome villain. Is Apocalypse from X-Men.
Yes.
That's another interesting one.
I'm also ready to see one. Him, too. I'm
yeah, but that'll be him. That won't be for another two movies.
Yeah, good
well, that'll be Days of Future Past, and then the next one has Apocalypse in it. They've already pretty much confirmed that one. They've
I'm
already
so
cast
ready.
An actor, I
I'm
think.
I'm so ready for that.
Wait, so
who?
Does Syndrome
I think,
count?
No.
No, Syndrome doesn't count.
I don't remember who, but I think they were in talks with one or two actors to play Apocalypse.
Like was, who? Come on.
I don't remember.
Vin Diesel.
No, Vin Diesel's already tagged on to play some other comic book character in DC or in Marvel Universe.
Oh, wait, I saw that picture. He's like a really weird looking alien
yeah, he's
guy.
In like one of the guys in Guardians of the Galaxy. Which,
oh, come on.
Yeah, I know.
Gag me.
Well, who do we get? Who do
okay.
we get for Apocalypse then?
I don't
the
know.
The Rock?
No. No, yeah. They've already been talking about people to do it, but
you
yeah.
You don't want The Rock to do it, though?
No.
You get
he would
pick.
Ruin it. I don't know who I
he's
would
he's
got to
be kind of ripped, but he also has to be super...
But dude. That could also be CGI, because he isn't exactly... No, it has,
yeah.
to be, has to be somebody taller.
Oh,
is he
point.
Short?
No, it's just... Apocalypse is supposed to be huge and imposing.
He's supposed to be a monster.
Yeah.
This is the guy that played the Marine.
What? No, Marky Mark can't do that.
No, not Marky
no,
Mark.
Don't
no,
don't let Marky Mark.
And we're not going
it.
John Cena. No.
No. No. God,
that's who you're thinking of, and no. Denied
Cena.
Immediately.
John Cena.
God.
Renee's pulling him
no, up. No, we need somebody who's out. Tall and ripped.
John Cena looks
not maybe
like
not
his
ripped,
face
because
got
you can do some of that with
animal.
CGI with his, you know, appearance.
Yeah, you wouldn't
somewhat.
Want to,
you don't
though.
Want to do too much, but also you have to have somebody with a very big voice, very powerful voice as well. Because
he fits that bill.
I don't know. It's hard.
What about Rick?
You need someone with like James Earl Jones' voice.
Who played Hellboy? What's his name?
No, that was the guy. That was
Ben. Can you stop playing footsie with me?
No,
I know who you're talking about, but yeah,
Ron Perlman.
No.
You
don't want Ron Perlman?
No,
he's an
too much
actor.
Of a comic relief character.
Yeah,
in a lot of
comic
ways.
Comic relief.
He's in there usually for a laugh with a lot of movies.
Yeah.
You know, in Pacific Rim, he was there to be an entertaining, laughing character.
He was.
Oh, dude, the main character from Pacific Rim.
Idris Elba. Yeah. Actually, that's not a bad
as
choice.
Apocalypse?
That's not a bad one at all.
That's
no.
not a bad one at all.
As Apocalypse.
He's got a good, powerful voice. He's an imposing demeanor.
He's tall.
He's tall, yeah. And if nothing else, they could the costume makes him seem even taller.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, you know, if he's black or white, because isn't Apocalypse kind of a bluish toned skin anyways?
Yeah, he looked blue to me.
Too.
Yeah. So they could do that. But yeah, actually, that's not a bad choice
You're
at all.
Damn right.
Man, what if they do that?
I would rejoice.
That'd be weird.
You'd be like, he was my idea.
Except with or without his British accent, because he is British.
Oh, crap.
But he can do, obviously, a really good job of suppressing that.
Well, if Apocalypse isn't like, he's not like an Asgardian or anything, is he?
I don't think so. I don't know that much about him. I just know he's like one of the awesomest villains ever.
He's
Although,
supposed to be from like a different planet or something.
Yeah,
like
I think so.
Man, he's got some kick-ass superpowers.
Yeah. Well, basically,
he's
regardless, Ben,
crazy.
What does he do when he fights the X-Men? Doesn't he just basically clone them and make evil clones of all of them and pit them against each other?
Yeah, he makes more than just, like, one evil clone. He makes, like, an army of
An army of evil clones of the X-Men.
Whoa.
And pits them, and of the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants.
That
doesn't
too.
He?
Yeah, I think he just does everything.
Yeah, he just clones everybody, an army of them, and has them all go attack.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that.
I want that movie.
That's coming after Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
I've been waiting a long time since for them to do that. Ever since the original...
I'm kind of ready for it, too. And while they changed it, it's supposed to be Kitty Pryce going back. I'm still okay with seeing Wolverine go back.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't read that many comic books, especially X-Men comics.
Is anybody tired of Wolverine yet?
Yeah.
A little bit. I wish they would stop focusing everything on Hugh Jackman. I wish they would.
But the thing is...
He's not the center of the X-Men universe.
I know.
Some ways he kind of is.
How?
They do focus a lot on him from
That's
the comics that I've read.
True.
He's like the Jesus of the X-Men.
No,
it's not
really.
Really
weird.
Definitely Xavier.
Well, with how much they're focusing on him with the movies,
they're
treating him like
X-Men
Jesus.
Well, the thing is, Hugh Jackman is probably one of the best actors out of that cast.
Yeah. Halle Berry's up there, too.
Yeah, Halle Berry's not a bad actress.
Except for her stupid line in the first X-Men movie.
What?
Do you know what happens when a frog gets struck by lightning?
Yeah. That's pretty hammy.
God,
but the thing
it.
Is, the first movie in general was pretty bad, quite honestly.
Yeah. Third one wasn't that great either.
It was okay. It had a cool end bit.
Third one was meh.
Yeah, it was meh, but it was still kind of cool.
Second one,
they did kind of completely ruin the Phoenix, though, which is another cool villain.
Yes.
What about X-Men First Class?
Loved it.
That was great.
Yeah.
That was a good
First
one.
Class was good.
Yeah.
I did not like the Wolverine.
The Wolverine was... Another meh.
Haven't seen...
It was okay.
Wolverine's
I boo
the
it.
New one that just
which,
came out,
which
right?
Which Wolverine are we talking about? Are we talking
the
about...
The newest one. The one
the
where
Wolverine.
Japan.
I haven't
oh,
seen
that
it yet.
One, yeah, I haven't seen
the Wolverine, that was okay.
Okay.
I boo it, personally.
I didn't like the first...
The X-Men Origins Wolverine one?
No, I didn't like
that
one. Nobody liked that
one. That was
kind of... Because they ruined Deadpool.
Exactly.
Yeah, Deadpool was pretty awesome.
No, they also ruined Gambit. Gambit was horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Gambit was another cool guy.
Yeah, and they did him no justice. Like, he was supposed to be this awesome card jockey, and he's just like, I'm kind of scummy.
He's like, I look kind of like a really recovering heroin addict.
Yeah.
I can give you transportation across water, I guess, if you want it, but give me money.
I know where
this
not-so-secret island is.
I got a plane.
My name's Gambit. I like card tricks.
And Blob. They kind of ruined the Blob. They ruined everybody in that movie.
The what?
Anybody.
The Blob.
What was that?
The big, giant, fat guy.
I don't remember him.
Oh, yeah.
They ruined that. They ruined pretty much every character in that movie.
Yeah, no, that movie
I
was
wasn't too impressed with that one either.
No.
I loved the bike, though, on that.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, but you're focusing on one tiny little detail.
Still. I'm a bike guy.
Yeah, I know, but still.
And then the motorcycle he described.
That motorcycle
redeemed
Panhead. The entire movie.
Oh, if I could get.
Well, it's like when you watch, like, if, I don't know if you guys have ever seen the movie Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's pretty good.
I liked it.
I thought it was pretty good. But yeah, it's like, you know, in one scene, because Spielberg directed it and he owns a DB5.
Ooh.
And he, at one point, now, because the character is basically, he saw Goldfinger and he's like, yeah, I kind of want to be like James Bond. And so he gets the tailor from the movie of James Bond. And this actually happened in real life, I think. Had him tailor the exact same suit that Sean Connery wore, that three-piece gray suit.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And then the guy's like, yeah, now all you need is one of those fancy cars he drives. And he's, Leonardo DiCaprio's like, huh. Next scene is the DB5 going, you know, flying around a corner in New York, you know,
yeah.
Driving. And then, because, nice. And that's actually Spielberg's car that he let them do that.
Nice.
Man, I wouldn't That's let anybody awesome. Drive my DB5.
Except yeah, maybe Spielberg was the one driving it.
Oh.
Ooh.
Trick shot. He gets to be the stunt double for it?
He gets to be the stunt double for his car, yes.
There
yeah.
was some.
I guess he wants to ensure
and that
safety.
Did, that instantly made the movie go up like half a point on this on a 1 to 10
because
scale.
It included a DB5.
Yeah, it's the prettiest car ever.
Yeah.
Dude, Corvettes.
What are we going to start? No.
No.
50s Corvette, baby.
No.
Okay, 50s.
That's where the money's at.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I like the
50s. I like 1960. Like the four headlamp.
Yeah.
Nah, dude. You got to go.
No.
1957.
Old school for days.
No. No. Denied.
Okay, Drew, favorite car?
DB5.
God, why?
Because it's a very, very pretty car and it's James Bond. You can't go wrong.
That's true.
Okay. I'd have to agree with him. That is my favorite car, but my second favorite would be.
Okay, are we talking classic cars or any car in the world if
any
we were to have?
Any car in the world.
I know
okay,
mine.
Still DB5, yeah.
Mine is 1967 Chevy Camaro.
Eh,
no. 67 that's not a
Chevy
bad,
Camaro?
That's not a
yeah.
bad choice.
I have the 69.
What? That one's a 67.
But hardtop or convertible?
Hardtop.
Convertible
Good.
For days, dude.
Convertibles.
Painted top or vinyl top?
Painted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not, you know, he's got a good
yeah.
choice there.
Yeah, good choice.
Vinyl
it's
top.
Price is right or no?
Yeah, gimme.
Okay, what color body?
Black.
What color stripes?
White.
Okay,
that's not bad. I would have gone with red with black stripes, personally, but like
yeah.
a candy.
I would have
like
gone with
actually.
Red.
Well, if I want it to be like straight out of the movie that I'm thinking of,
oh.
it wouldn't have racing stripes.
What movie?
Better Off Dead.
Haven't oh. seen it.
I haven't seen it. Yeah,
I'll bring. There's an entire webpage dedicated to that car.
Oh, to the car. Okay,
recreating it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ben.
Best Bond movie.
No. What's your favorite car?
Yeah,
oh, favorite car.
We got to finish that one. What's
yeah,
your
you
number one favorite car?
Nuts.
Wait, you never answered either. You kind of led into Renee's real quick.
Because he just jumped me.
I know. Anyways, Sorry. Ben, then you guys go. Whatever.
Andrew.
Morgan.
What year? Actually, why what? Am I asking? They're all the same.
One of the original Morgans. With the
you do
real
realize
wood
the
frames.
Modern ones still have wood frames.
What the hell is a Morgan?
It's a British sports car company, and they still, even to this day, make the cars semi out of wood frames.
Oh, that's
yeah.
cool.
They still like panic and hide under their tables when they hear a shed or a plane fly over their shed that they build the cars in. They're like, "What is this devilish contraption flying over our heads?"
I
it's
would
still
love
a
it.
Very sexy car.
I'd still.
It's
go
just
for
a car they forgot to stop making.
Dude,
oops.
50s Corvette for days.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude.
My second choice for
convertible 50s Corvette, bright red. Money.
I'd like to clarify my choice of car more. No racing stripes, now that I'm looking at the pictures.
But would you
Straight
want?
Straight black, but hard top.
See, if I were to have a black muscle car, honestly, I would want like a 71 Challenger, yeah. 440.
I don't
440?
Know,
yeah. The, yeah
six
the,
pack?
Yeah, 440 six pack.
Yeah.
71. Black with, yeah, like a very faint blue pinstriping down the side.
Also, it is an SS model. Does that?
Yes. That.
Oh, so you get the big block in it? The 392?
Yeah.
Or not the 392,
that could,
the...
That, you could get into some fun
I will
with
nod
that.
My head and pretend I know what that means.
You could get in some fun with that.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I just, yeah.
I want.
No, yeah, really 71 want. Challenger 440 small block. That would be so much fun.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love, I'd
black,
love to
yeah.
do it. I'd love to take an old 1932 Ford Model A pickup.
Wow.
I'd rather just take a. If I'm going 30s Ford,
it.
I'd go with like a Ford Highboy.
Highboy, yeah, those are nice.
Good
but
luck
I want the
finding that, though.
You can find a lot hard. Of shells. You just
yeah,
have
you
to rebuild them yourself.
Yeah. You can buy brand new stamping shells, too.
That's true. I didn't even think about that.
That aren't originals, but they're re-manufactured.
Why do we keep doing this, trying to educate Renee about cars?
I don't know. It never works.
He'll never understand.
New question. Best Bond movie. Go.
You only saying that because we watched one before we came up.
Goldeneye.
What'd you guys watch?
We watched The Spy Who Loved Me.
Not bad. Actually, that's my favorite Roger Moore one.
He hasn't seen it.
All right.
It's my favorite Roger Moore one.
He didn't pay attention to half of it.
Yeah.
So it was like, what's
then
going
again,
on?
That's not saying much because Roger Moore movies.
They're kind of weird. Like,
they're too gadget heavy.
Yeah. That's they're all like focused on that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Brosnan for life. GoldenEye every day.
GoldenEye is still in my top five.
Goody.
GoldenEye still is one of my all-time favorites.
Moonraker is definitely in
no.
my top five.
No. Moonraker is the bottom of the list.
You, dude.
Moonraker is below On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
No.
You cannot say it's below.
Yes, it is.
You can't uppercut the entire movie. You
cannot
do that.
Yes, you can.
No, that was not Bond.
Yes, you can.
That was not Bond. I hardly even count that as a Bond movie.
Dude,
that
you keep
so
uppercutting
bad.
That much, James Bond's going to tear his rotator cuff.
Yeah, dude,
something.
He literally the same move the entire time.
That's just because they keep playing
time.
The same clip every time he punches.
Exactly. It's ridiculous.
It's like that same cut on the beach, but like he's in
he's
a
like
warehouse.
He's in the mountains somewhere in his parka, and the next thing he goes, he's in his tuxedo on the beach, and then back to the snow, and
it's
the guy
just
falls
like
over.
The dumbest punch, just like that.
But
that
you gotta admit,
punch.
The supporting cast very good. I did like the supporting cast. I thought
Her Majesty's Secret Service.
The supporting cast did a good job.
In Moonraker, they go to space.
And they totally ham it up.
Jaws is there. Jaws makes
And he talks, which ruins it.
No, he doesn't, dude.
Yeah,
he
does.
Actually, like,
the point of Jaws that he is that he doesn't talk.
Yo,
he's just,
supposed to be this
he
silent
He just kills
menace.
And destroys.
Character
he's Odd Job reincarnate.
Dude. It's awesome. Oh, I
he's
love
just,
Jaws.
He's just another Odd Job. He's one of those henchmen that you really cannot beat
Jaws
in a physical confrontation and never talks.
Dude, why don't they bring the henchmen back? You know?
They're
That's
working
a good
on
question.
It.
That's
yeah, dude.
They're easing their way into it.
I'm waiting for Jaws to show up, dude.
They're not going to bring him back.
Why not?
Because people would revolt.
No,
yeah,
they
really
dude.
Would.
Can you imagine if Jaws showed up in a new movie? I would literally
no
shit
No one would
my
believe
pants.
It, though. That's
Man,
the thing.
Man, if you revolted, you would be the only guy holding up a sign outside of Universal Studios.
Support
or
Jaws,
yeah,
MGM.
Dude, let's have
Kill
some,
Jaws
like,
again
let's
by
have,
supporting him.
Let's have
Jaws
some
didn't
beefy,
die, though.
Let's have some
oh, yeah.
beefy
He
actor.
Ran off with some
Let's have some like really big
chick.
Actor. Just like play Jaws, like I don't know, like who
or have Richard Kiel come back and play him.
He's still alive.
He still probably
he
has the dentures.
Oh yeah, dude
he's still
is
alive.
He is really messed up looking,
yeah.
but he's out there.
All right, let's pull up a picture of him.
But dude,
or
Richard
just or have it like be like a little like a cameo kind of thing where it's like James Bond goes flying by and Richard Kiel's like, with his metal jaw and take a sip of coffee or something.
And Richard Kiel, I'm look. Him. I'm trying to look. For
but
yeah, that one.
Dear
the
God.
One on the very far right.
There's a picture of him in 2013.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Wow.
What happened to him as a child?
He has
like,
giantism,
he got
so
dropped.
It's a problem.
Did he snort lead paint? Like, my God.
He got dropped as a child on
no,
his
giantism
head.
No, giantism actually does a whole lot of medical problems. Causes
he
a lot
did
of
some
problems.
Cocaine.
Actually,
a little
he was
bit
a raging
heroin.
Alcoholic for a couple years, or for a while.
What?
He was a raging alcoholic for quite a few years.
Oh, that's
the only way to deal with the growing pains.
Probably, because they never stop.
Harsh.
Yeah. He ate growing pains from?
I don't think he ever stopped growing. That's the problem.
Okay, huh. Question. Who could play Jaws?
Nobody.
No one.
No,
nobody could ever
Ron
match
Perlman.
It.
Ron Perlman.
No,
no.
It. Nobody wants him.
We saw him with gold teeth. It didn't work.
I know. Okay.
I don't think anybody could do it as good as him, quite honestly.
No.
Because, yeah.
That's true.
There isn't.
Like homage.
There aren't very many people in the film industry right now that are as ugly as him, too. So.
But no.
There's a lot of pretty people
Anyways,
in the movies
okay,
nowadays.
My vote is either for Best Bond film. It's probably either, back to your original question, it's probably either Skyfall or Casino Royale. I still got to go with one of those
you
two.
You can't just go with the new ones, though. I
no,
mean,
but the thing is,
it's either
good.
Doctor
totally
No or
can,
Skyfall.
Though.
See, no, okay. If we're going pre-Craig ones, all-time favorite is From Russia with Love.
Ben,
From Russia with Love is fantastic.
Yeah.
Ben, did I ever tell you about
what?
The Skyfall theme song sounding like
fantastic.
Star Wars?
No, all Bond.
Every time he tries to sing Skyfall, it always turns into the Star Wars film.
Skyfall, da-da-da-da, Skyfall.
And then it turns into Star Wars.
Da-da-da-da.
No, that's not how it goes.
I know. But that's
okay. No, you gotta admit, Skyfall is very, very good.
No, yeah, Skyfall is a
Casino Royale is very, very good.
See, I'd say.
See, I really like
Dr. No and Skyfall tied for first and second.
What?
He got his balls scratched in the movie.
Yeah, because that's what was written in the book.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, it's actually worse in the book because instead of a rope, it's actually he's using like a 3-foot rod and just whacks him.
You need to read
the book. So there's no real give to it at all. It gets that real whipping motion of a rod, like a bamboo rod.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
And then he just takes a sip of his coffee, whacks him again.
Yeah, it's, you really it's need pretty to read the brutal. Book,
and the book's actually really short if you want to read it.
James Bond is one tough son of a bitch.
Yes. F12.
Oh, well, who cares at this point? I'll find it later. Maybe.
But yeah.
Oh.
No, it's fine.
I screwed that up.
Horribly. No, we're fine. Go ahead.
I can't even play music anymore. I'm still going to watch Pulp Fiction. No matter how tired I am.
It's like 12:50, so.
We better go do this.
Yeah. You better tell him you're not going to be home on time. We're kidnapping you and watching Pulp Fiction.
Just throw it on a flash drive and bring it up to my place. Because I've got the really comfortable couch,
anyway,
too.
Only if you take that giant TV.
Go ahead
in my basement.
Figure it out later. Go ahead and like us on Facebook.
I am blackmailing you now.
/TGIFRadio. We're also TGIF Radio on Twitter. Email us things at TGIFRadioshow@gmail.com. Things you guys want to say before we end this one. First show of 2014.
I'm sorry, we'll not be back next week.
This or again for the tomorrow. Next we'll keep a mic open for
years.
You.
Yeah.
Dill pickle chips for days.
No.
Yeah.
No.
They're okay.
Yes.
But not
Happy
for
New Year to everyone. And Renee, I hope you had a great New Year.
I sure did.
And this is your once per episode reminder of hoverboards. They need to happen. You only have a year.
They're coming. 2015.
She should have been here.
Party on, everyone. Fuck you.